The general may have brought about very little change in my life, but it was certainly true that his alliance with the Okia was invaluable, at least from Mother's point of view. He covered many of my expenses just as Adana usually does, including the cost of my lessons, my annual registration fee, my medical expenses, and, oh, I don't even know what else, my socks, probably. But more important, his new position as Director of Military Procurement was everything Mameha had suggested, so that he was able to do things for us no other Dana could have done. For example, Auntie grew ill during March of 1939. We were terribly worried about her, and the doctors were of no help. But after a telephone call to the general, an important doctor from the military hospital in the Camiglio ward called on us and provided Auntie with a packet of medicine that cured her. So, although the general may not have sent me to Tokyo for dance recitals or presented me with precious gems, no one could suggest our Okia didn't do well by him. He sent regular deliveries of tea and sugar, as well as chocolates, which were becoming scarce even in Gion. And, of course, Mother had been quite wrong about the war ending within 6 months. We couldn't have believed it at the time, but we'd scarcely seen the beginning of the dark years just ahead. During that fall, when the general became my Dana, Nobu ceased inviting me to parties where I'd so often entertained him. Soon I realized he'd stopped coming to the Ichiriki altogether. I couldn't think of any reason he should do this unless it was to avoid me. With a sigh, the mistress of the Ichiriki agreed that I was probably right. At the new year, I wrote Nobu a card, as I did with all of my patrons, but he didn't respond. It's easy for me to look back now and tell you casually how many months passed, but at the time, I lived in anguish. I felt I'd wronged a man who had treated me kindly, a man I'd come to think of as a friend. What was more, without Nobu's patronage, I was no longer invited to Iwamura Electric's parties, which meant I hardly stood any chance at all of seeing the chairman. Of course, the chairman still came regularly to the Ichiriki, even though Nobu didn't. I saw him quietly upbraiding a junior associate in the hallway one evening, gesturing with a fountain pen for emphasis, and I didn't dare disturb him to say hello. Another night, a worried-looking young apprentice named Nao Tsu, with a terrible underbite, was walking him to the toilet when he caught sight of me. He left Nao Tsu standing there to come and speak with me. We exchanged the usual pleasantries. I thought I saw, in his faint smile, the kind of subdued pride men often seem to feel when gazing on their own children. Before he continued on this way, I said to him, "Chairman, if there's ever an evening when the presence of another geisha or two might be helpful." This was very forward of me, but to my relief, the chairman didn't take offense. "That's a fine idea, Sayuri," he said. "I'll ask for you." But the weeks passed, and he didn't.